各位老师，各位学生，主内平安。谢谢主席刚才的介绍。
Peace to you all, and thank the chairperson for the introduction just now.
也谢谢主席刚才帮我们的读经。
And thank you for reading the scripture for us.
那我们在讲道之前，我们先做一个简短的祷告。
And let's pray before we start.
主啊，我们感谢你的恩典，因为你的话语一打开，就是愚昧的人得到通达，使软弱的人得到刚强。主啊，我们求你用你的话语来浇灌我们，使我们深晓得主你自己的爱是何等的长阔高深。主，我们求你祝福以下的时间，与你的仆人们同在。我们这样子祷告祈求，靠主耶稣基督的名，阿门。最近网络上有流行这么一句话。
And recently on the web, there is something popular.
叫做人生如戏，全靠演技。
It's a life like a drama. It fully depends on your acting.
人生苦短，全靠性感。
And life is short. You must be sexy.
说起演戏，
we talk about acting.
通常我们会把演戏和装假联系起来。
Usually, acting is related, associated with pretending.
我们常常听到这样的话。
We often hear.
做人应当真实哦。
We talk about you have to be real.
每个人似乎都有一个共识。
We seem to have a consensus.
你要做回自己。
You have to be yourself.
你不能装。
You cannot pretend.
你不能天天在我面前演戏。
You cannot be acting every day.
做一个戏精。
You cannot be a drama queen.
这是我们对做人最基本的要求。
That seems to be our basic requirement for being a person.
真实的做人。
We have to be real.
不能装假。
We cannot pretend.
可是演戏未必等同于装假。
But drama is necessarily equated with pretense.
其实有很多的戏剧都是根据现实生活中发生的事情来演出的。
Very often, drama reflects what has happened in the real life.
所以说，人生如戏，戏如人生。
And we talk about life is like a drama, and drama is like life.
现实当中所发生的事情
，and what happened in real life，
都可以在舞台上面展现出来。
Could be presented on the stage.
同样
，and
舞台上所表演出来的戏剧
，the drama on the stage，
也可以反映在真实的人生当中。
Often reflects what's in the real life.
今天与大家分享的主题就是人生如戏，全靠上帝。
And today, the title I would like to share with you is Life is like drama. It fully depends on God.
最近我从一个 APP 上面听到一个很有趣的说法。
And recently from an app, I heard something very interesting.
美国社会学家 Goffman 提出一个理论。
American sociologist Goffman, he came up with a theory.
叫做拟剧论。
It's dramaturgical theory.
模拟的拟。
And it means simulate.
戏剧的剧。
Drama.
什么叫拟剧论？
What's dramaturgical theory?
简单的说。
Simply put.
人类所有活动的本质。
All the basic activities of human life.
很像是在舞台上演戏。
It's very similar. It's similarly what's on the stage.
打一个比方。
For example,
有夫妻两个人正在家里吵架。
A couple, they are arguing at home.
刚好有朋友前来探访。
And as they are fighting, someone comes to visit.
当朋友走到门口敲门的时候，咚咚咚。
When the friend comes to the front door and knocks on the door.
这个时候。
At this time.
夫妻两个人会怎么做？
What will the husband and wife do?
他们肯定会很默契地表现出他们似乎没有吵架。
With great consensus, they will pretend nothing happened.
我们一直很和睦的。
We are at peace.
这种场景 在我们生活当中经常会发现。
This kind of scenario happens all the time in life.
当然，如果我们看到事件的整个过程
，Of course, if we observe the world,
你会觉得很奇怪。
We find it's actually strange.
因为这个夫妻两个人过程的转换
，Because the change between husband and wife,
不用商量就可以完成的。
There's no negotiation and it's done.
好像是在舞台上的演员。
They actually act like actors on the stage.
按照剧本在演戏。
They are acting according to a script.
除了演员之外
other than actors,
我们还需要做一名观众。
We have to be good audience.
打一个比方。
For example,
还是这一对夫妻在吵架。
We're still looking at the couple, they are arguing.
刚好你去探访他们。
And you are the friend who come to the door.
当你在门口的时候，
When you come to the door,
他们会很默契地停止吵架。
They stop arguing.
虽然你从远方也听到他们吵架的声音。
Even though you heard their loud voices far away.
你进门看到他们的脸色似乎有一点不对劲。
Even when you enter, you saw their faces, they look kind of strange.
但是你不会觉得他们是在装假。
You actually won't act like they were pretending.
不会觉得他们是在演戏。
You won't act like they were acting.
相反，你会认为他们的表现是很得体的。
Maybe you think the way they behave actually is appropriate.
所以有时候在某个特定的场合
，So sometimes in particular context,
我们还必须做好一名观众。
We have to be good audience.
这同样符合社会的要求。
This is to be appropriate in the social context.
除此之外
other than this,
演戏最重要的一个因素
the most important element in a good performance,
那就是脚本
that's the script.
一出好戏
a good drama,
必定先有一个好的脚本
depends on a good script.
换句话说
in other words,
演员演得好
the actors act well,
全靠这个戏剧的脚本
depends on the good script.
写得很好
it's well written.
离开了这一个脚本
away from this script.
演员在舞台上基本上就是乱演戏
the actors don't know how to act on the stage.
你演你的，我演我的
you do your part and I do mine.
完全没有章节，没有剧情
we are on different pages and there is no reason.
观众也不知道怎么样来欣赏这一出戏。
And the audience don't know how to see this.
同样，在人生的舞台上
and in the life stage,
社会共识和社会规范就像是戏剧的脚本。
The social consensus and social norms are like the script of the drama.
也就是说
and it means,
你在社会上如何演好自己的角色
How do we act appropriately in this society?
必须与社会特定的情景相联系。
It has to be connected with a particular social scenario.
否则你就会把这个戏给演砸了。
Otherwise, we are going to destroy it.
打一个比方。
For example,
有一户人家生了一个孩子。
A family had just had a new baby.
满月的时候，请了一些朋友来聚餐。
When there's a one month, they celebrate by inviting friends to come for dinner.
其中一个客人说
，One guest said,
这个孩子看起来很聪明。
This baby looks so smart.
将来一定前途无量。
He's going to have a wonderful future.
另外一个客人说
，Another guest said,
这个孩子将来一定会死。
This baby is going to die.
请问这两个客人谁说了真话
？Who is telling the truth between the two guests？
哪一位客人说的真话
？Which guest is telling the truth？
应该是后面的这个客人。
Actually, the second person is probably speaking closer to the truth.
但是在这一个场合
，But in this particular context，
讲真话未必就是对的。
Speaking the truth may not be appropriate.
因为所谓的真话。
Because what's true,
很多时候不见得是真话
may not be true.
只是我们自己想说的话
It may be just something you want to say.
而这些想说的话不见得是真的。
And what you said may not be true.
相反，在某些特定的场合说真话。
And in other contexts to speak the truth.
可能不符合社会的规范。
And it will violate, alienate from the social context.
虽然我们都赞成人要讲真话。
Although we all agree humans should speak truth.
就算是你，你也不敢在人家生孩子的时候讲这样的话。
Even us, even you and me, we dare not say this kind of truth.
这个孩子将来会死。
This baby is going to die.
因为脱离了社会的角色。
Because it's alien from the social role.
讲真话不仅不是一种美德。
In this case, telling the truth is not a virtue.
反而是拒绝理性的社会的一种义务。
But it violates the social responsibility.
虽然我们常常说。
And we often said,
做人做事要合情合理。
We have to behave reasonably.
任何一个社会的角色。
Any social role.
都不能脱离特定的社会情景。
It cannot alien from the social context.
否则你就是自欺于人民。
Otherwise, you will alien yourself from the society.
你就脱离了这个社会的情景。
You alien yourself from the social scenario.
按照 Goffman 的理论，
According to Goffman's theory,
社会和人生就像是一个大的舞台。
Society life is like a huge drama.
每一个人都在这一个人生的舞台上扮演某一种角色。
Every person has a part to play on this stage.
所以做人不等同于演戏，也不等同于装假。做人这个好像演戏不等同于装假。
So, behaving as a human being is not it's like a drama, but it doesn't mean it's pretense.
相反，这是符合社会的规范。
But it's to act according to the social norm.
或许用我们都可以理解的一句话来说。
Maybe we can summarize this well with something we understand.
我们每一个人都是活在人生舞台的角色当中。
Everyone is living his part on the stage of his life.
我们把这种舞台的角色称为社会角色。
And this part on the stage is the social role of a person.
我们在学校里面。
We are in a school.
如果我们的身份是学生。
If I'm a student.
我们就要演好学生的角色。
We have to act accordingly as a student.
如果我们的身份是老师
，If our role is a teacher，
我们也要做好老师的角色。
We have to do well our part。
这种社会角色的扮演是很自然的。
This social role is very natural。
很顺理成章的。
It's reasonable。
反过来说
，And on the other side，
如果一个人
If we have a person，
在学校里面明明是学生，
he's obviously a student，
却每一天摆出一副校长的架子，
but every day he behaves like the president，
反而很不自然呢。
It's very unnatural。
这种不自然就是角色错位。
And this is the violation, a dislocation of the social role。
所以在某一个特定的场景。
So in a particular scenario,
你就要扮演某一种特定的角色。
You have a particular part to play.
不仅不是作假。
It's not pretense.
反而是真实的、自然的。
It's real, it's natural, and it's going according to the social norm.
一个人没有了这种社会的角色。
When a person does not have a social role,
不但不会变得更真实。
He does not become more real.
相反，这个人会失去自我。
But he's going to lose himself.
失去社会的认同。
He loses his identity in the society.
到最后，他就没有办法融入到社会当中。
And he's not going to survive in the society.
我们可以说，保罗这一生也是充满了戏剧性的。
We can say Paul's life is so dramatic.
信主之前的保罗。
Before coming to Christ,Paul
加入了法利赛派。
He was a Pharisee.
保罗曾经为律法大发热心。
He was so enthusiastic about the law, and he was And he was acting.
一度的逼迫教会。
He was persecuting the church.
所以保罗既是犹太教中的基要主义者。
He was a fundamentalist in the Judaism.
又是法利赛派中的激进分子。
He is a zealous in the Pharisees.
信主之后的保罗也是充满了戏剧性的。
After he became a believer, his life is dramatic.
保罗在大马士的路上蒙主的呼召。
He was called on the road to Damascus.
从那一刻起，保罗的价值观发生了变化。
From that moment on, his life, his value system has changed.
大马士的这一个意象决定了保罗这后半生的成就。
The vision on the road to Damascus is deciding in Paul's life.
可以说，这一个意象成为保罗人生的一个脚本。
And that vision has become the script of his life.
保罗一直按照这一个意象来扮演使徒的职分。
He has acting accordingly as an apostle according to this vision.
保罗说。故此，我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
So he said, I have never violated this vision from heaven.
保罗的宣教工作并非一帆风顺。
Paul's mission life, was not always successful.
保罗曾经遭遇挫折、失败。
He has experienced a lot of failures, a lot of difficulties.
又面临犹太人的逼迫。
He faced the persecution from the Jews.
有时候保罗与其他同工也发生分歧。
And sometimes there is a disagreement between him and his co-workers.
保罗与教会的关系也是时好时坏。
And sometimes the relationship between Paul and the churches is some kind of rocky.
我们从哥林多前后书就可以看到。
We can observe this in the First and Second Corinthians.
保罗与教会的这种微妙的关系。
That relationship is complicated.
说起保罗与哥林多教会的关系十分的复杂。
The relationship between Paul and the Corinthian church is complicated.
保罗在哥林多逗留了18个月。
Paul has stayed in Corinth for 18 months.
并且保罗建立了哥林多教会。
He established that church.
即使保罗离开了哥林多。
And even after Paul left Corinth.
他也与哥林多教会保持着书信的来往。
He has been writing letters back and forth with this church.
保罗没有想到。
Paul has never imagined.
他一离开哥林多不久。
Once he left Corinth.
教会就产生了很多的问题。
Church has all sorts of issues.
结党纷争。
There's division.
生活淫乱。
There's adultery.
甚至有些信徒反对保罗的权威。
Even some believers.Will go against Paul's authority and the teaching.
为此，保罗曾经流泪写了一封书信给哥林多教会。
So once actually Paul wrote a letter in tears to the Corinthian church.
保罗规劝他们不要分门别派。
And Paul warned them not to distinguish among themselves.
也不要效法哥林多人的生活。
And do not conform to the life of the Corinthians.
但是在某些哥林多信徒的眼中。
But in the eyes of some of the Corinthian believers.
保罗却不被人重视。
Paul was looked down.
甚至被人轻看到一个地步。
And even to the point, Paul said.
保罗自己说。
He said.
我想上帝分明是把我们使徒列在最后
I think obviously God is putting us apostles at the end of the procession.
好像定了死罪的死囚一样。
We are like prisoners being sentenced to death.
我们成了一台戏。
We have become a spectacle.
给世界、给天使、给人类观看。
We are like a drama for the world, for the angels, for the humans to look at.
我们为基督的缘故算是愚拙的。
We are considered to be foolish because of Christ.
你们在基督里倒是聪明的。
You have become wise in Christ.
我们软弱，你们倒强壮。
We become weak and you become strong.
你们有荣耀，我们倒被藐视。
You have the glory and we are looked down.
直到如今，我们还是又饥又渴。
And until now, we are hungry, we are thirsty.
又赤身露体，又挨打。
We are exposed, we are beaten up.
又没有一定的住处。
We don't have a place to stay.
并且劳苦，亲手做工。
We labor doing all work ourselves.
被人作骂，我们就祝福。
When we are shamed, we bless people.
被人逼迫，我们就忍受。
When we are persecuted, we bear with it.
我们被人毁谤，我们就善歉。
When we are slandered, we come back and we encourage people.
直到如今，人们还是把我们看作世界上的污秽。
And up to now, people see us as a scum of this world.
万物中的渣子。
We are the garbage in this world.
保罗为什么说？
Why did Paul say?
上帝分明是把我们使徒列在最后，好像定了死罪的囚犯一样。
The God has set us apostles at the end of the processions, as if we are prisoners sentenced to death.
一个被上帝呼召出来的人。
Someone who has been called by God.
你不是按照自己的喜好去做工。
You no longer act according to your own preference.
相反，你的身份。
But on the contrary, your identity,
你的工作,
your work,
你的使命,
your mission,
已经被上帝选定了,
that those have all been pre-decided by God.
好像死囚是被定了死罪一样的。
This is just like a prisoner has been sentenced already.
你是向世界死, 向基督活。
You die to the world, but you live to Christ.
所以你的人生必须按照上帝为你所选定的角色来演出。
So you act the part according to what God has chosen for you.
希伯来书的作者也说过类似的话。
And the writer to the Hebrews also said something quite similar.
你们要追念往日。
You have to remember.
蒙了光照以后。
Once you have been enlightened,
所忍受大征战的苦难,
you suffer all sorts of difficulties.
一面被毁谤遭患难,
on the one hand, you are slandered, you face difficulty.
成了戏景, 叫众人观看,
you become a spectacle to be observed by other people.
一面陪伴那些遭受苦难的人,
and you become a company to those who suffer difficulty.
在古代的罗马社会,
in the ancient Roman world,
有许多舞台的表演,
there are many drama.
演员通常都要戴着一个面具,
usually the actors wear a mask.
不同的面具就代表了不同的角色,
different mask means different role.
哥林多城市的人特别会演戏。
The people in the city of Corinth, they like and they are good at drama.
因为这个城市聚集了许多的政治家、演说家、哲学家和艺术家。
Because many politicians, speakers, philosophers, artists all gather in the city.
哥林多人不但在舞台上表演得很好。
Corinthians are not just good on the stage.
在现实生活当中也表现得很到位。
And in real life, they are really good also.
从哥林多教会的问题，你大概也可以看到。
From the issues in the Corinthian church, you can observe.
这一些信徒日常生活中的角色互换得有多么的快。
All these believers, they change roles and act quite quickly.
有人的父亲一死。
Someone's father has died.
就把继母给娶过来了。
And he married his stepmother.
从儿子的角色一下子变成丈夫的角色。
And the son changed role to become the husband.
比舞台上的戏剧更加的精彩。
And the drama is so exciting, it's even more exciting than what's on the stage.
哥林多城市中的居民有一半来自于罗马或者其他地方的自由人。
And a lot of the residents of Corinth come from Rome or come from different cities, so they are the free men.
也就是重获自由的奴隶。
They actually were slaves, but they have been liberated.
这些人每一天都在练习。
They practice every day.
如何从一个低下的奴隶的身份。
how to leave this lowly slave role.
转变成一个高贵的自由人的身份。
Now they act as the good, the free man.
这是需要生活的经历。
This is a life experience.
所以当保罗把基督徒的人生比喻成一台戏。
So when Paul compared Christian life as a drama,
哥林多信徒很容易就接受到这个信息。
The Corinthian believers will easily understand what Paul was talking.
也会认同保罗的说谎。
And they will identify with what Paul said.
保罗在哥林多前书九章说，
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he said,
像犹太人，我就做犹太人。
He said, to the Jews, I act as a Jew.
为要得犹太人。
In order to gain some Jews.
像律法以下的人。
To the people who are under the law.
我虽不在律法之下。
I'm no longer under the law.
还是做律法以下的人。
But I still behave as someone under the law.
为要得律法以下的人。
In order to gain those who are under the law.
像没有律法的人。
To people without the law,
我就做没有律法的人。
I act as someone without the law,
为要得没有律法的人。
In order to gain those without the law,
像软弱的人。
To the people who are weak,
我就做软弱的人。
I act as a weak person,
为要得软弱的人。
In order to gain the weak,
像什么样的人。
To anyone,
我就做什么样的人。
I act like that anyone,
无论如何总要得一些人。
However, I'm to gain some people.
对于保罗来说，
To Paul,
我们都是自由的。
We are all free.
本来我们可以为所欲为。
We can act according to what we want.
但是为了福音的缘故，
But for the sake of the gospel,
为了上帝的呼召，
For God's calling,
我们就要做好自己的本分。
We have to behave according to the part.
在不同的社会场景中扮演不同的角色。
To play different part in different social contexts.
演戏本身并不是问题。
Acting is not an issue.
问题在于如何演好这一出戏。
But how to act well in a particular drama is the issue.
基督徒的人生就像一出戏。
Christian life is like a drama.
演得精不精彩。
Whether it's good.
取决于你有没有按照剧本的脚本，戏剧的脚本来演出。
It depends on whether you are following the script of the drama.
换句话说，
In other words,
你有没有按照牌面来出牌？
Are you acting according, playing according to the cards you are deal with?
决定了你打牌的输赢。
This will depend on whether you win or lose.
如果世界是人生的舞台。
If this world is a life stage,
那么历史就是上帝写好的脚本。
Then history is a script written by God.
上帝定下了过去、现在和将来的结局。
God has already written what was past, now, and the future.
每一个人都应该按照上帝编好的脚本来扮演自己的角色。
And everyone is to act according to the script by God.To play your role.
换句话说，
In other words,
你要尽一名基督徒的本分。
You have to fulfill your duty as a Christian.
无论是在社会，
Regardless of whether it's in society,
在教会，
In church,
在家庭，
In family,
都要按照圣经的教导。
You have to act according to the teaching of the Bible.
听从基督的呼召。
You have to obey the calling of Christ.
在我们自己的社会情景中活出基督。
We need to live out Christ in whatever social context we are in.
或者说，用我们自己的人生把基督演活了。
In other words, in our life, use our life to make Christ alive to those around us.
当你在家庭当中，
When we are in a family,
你做人的丈夫或者做人的妻子，
You are a husband or a wife,
就要演好一对夫妻的角色。
You have to behave as the husband and wife.
如何学习如何相敬如宾，
you need to act respect one another.
彼此互助。
You help one, support one another.
如果你对妻子说，
If your husband, you speak to your wife.
我是领导。
I'm the boss.
你什么事都要听我的。
You have to listen to me.
可能你的太太会回答你。
Maybe your wife will answer you.
你有没有搞错？你有没有搞错？
Are you joking?
我可不是你的公司的职员哦。
I'm not your employee.
一个家庭。
A family.
如果角色错位了。
If there's dislocation of the roles.
那么这一个家庭的人的日子过得如何，是可想而知的。
You can imagine how bad the different members of the family will suffer.
在孩子面前。
In front of the children.
我们也要演好做人父亲、做人母亲的角色。
We as parents, we have to act our part.
我记得当 Lucia 还在妈妈肚子里面的时候。
I remember when Lucia was still in Sophia's tummy.
我们就开始学习如何做父母的角色。
Sophia and I were learning how to be good parents.
我们经常要参加一些培训班。
We were joining training.
学习怎么样给孩子换尿片。
We learn how to change diaper.
怎么样给孩子洗澡？
How to give the baby a bath.
孩子哭了是不是饿了？
And when a baby cry, we need to discern whether the baby is hungry.
我记得有一次参加一个培训班。
I remember once we were in this training.
主持人请了三个男生到台上来演怎么样给宝宝换尿片。
And the teacher, the trainer, invited three gentlemen upstage to perform diaper changing.
这三个准爸爸。
Three going to be dads.
只有一个换得比较像样一点。
Only one could change a diaper properly.
其他两个演得都不对。
The other two fail.
所以做父亲的角色不是那么容易做的。
So being a dad, it's not easy.
这个角色能不能演得到位？
Whether this part is appropriate?
对一个家庭和孩子来说很重要。
It's actually quite important to this family, to the baby.
当 Lucia 来到这个世界的时候，
When Lucia has arrived into this world,
给我们的人生多了一个角色。
She provides us additional roles in our life.
我们要学习如何与孩子一起生活。
We have to learn how to live with a baby.
如何更有效地与孩子沟通。
How to communicate with a baby.
如何参与到孩子的成长当中。
How to participate in her growth.
如果你天天对孩子说，
If every day you will speak to your child,
我是校长。
I'm the president.
你什么事都要听我的。
You have to listen.
可能你的孩子会回答你。
Maybe your child will answer.
你有没有搞错？
You must be joking.
我可不是你的学生哦。
I'm not your student.
所以演好家庭的角色是很重要的。
So being a good part in a family is important.
在教会的服事中也是这样。
Being a co-worker in a church is also the same.
每一个人的恩赐都不一样。
Every person has your own gift.
保罗说上帝所赐的。
Paul said, whatever God has given.
有使徒，有先知。
He talked about there is apostle, there is a prophet.
有传福音的。
Some, they are to preach the gospel, evangelist.
有牧师和教师。
There's pastor and teacher.
为要成全圣徒。
And they are to equip the saints,
各尽其职,
such that they would do their duty,
建立基督的身体,
in order to establish, to grow the body of Christ.
所以善用个人的恩赐,
so every person has your gift and use it well,
才能演好教会的角色,
such that the parts in the church could perform well.
面对哥林多教会的分门别派,
Facing the problem of distinguish and division in the Corinthian church.
保罗对哥林多人说，
Paul told them,
使你与别人不同的是谁呢？
Who has set you apart, make you different?
你有什么不是领受的呢？
Whatever you have, Did I obtain it?
若是领受的,
if you receive it from someone,
为何自夸?
Why are you boasting?
恍惚不是领受的呢?
As if you did not receive from someone.
对于基督徒来说,
to believers,
一切都是上帝的恩典。
To us Christians, everything is a gift from God.
我们的生活,
our life,
服事,
our ministry,
学习,
our learning,
都要仰赖上帝的恩典。
We depend on the grace of God.
所以我们所要做的就是
So, what we need to do is
按照上帝所编好的脚本
according to God's script,
全力演好自己的角色。
We play our part to perfection.
愿上帝祝福你们。
May God bless you.
我们做一个结束的祷告。
May us, let's pray together.Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us our part. Call us to act according to your script and pray that you grant us the strength to act well so that other people may come to know your Son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
亲爱的父神，感谢你呼召我们，也给我们我们的角色。愿你赐给我们力量，好叫我们演得好。好叫耶稣基督的生命可以在我们的生活里彰显出来，给周围的人看。We pray all this in the name of Jesus. We, 耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.